sports writer's been looked in the eye. Outside, all speed, Hanover pokes ahead in front. Sports writer's been a sports writer strikes the front. Can he hold off rock and roll heaven? Sports writer, world record performance. 149.2 for sports writer.
Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio. Orion Award nominee sports writer still making headlines in the offseason. We'll get the front page news from co-owner Steve Calhoun on this edition of Trot Radio. Steve Calhoun is with us and a very happy man indeed with the word that sports writer, of course, nominated for two-year-old Colt Pacer of the Year at the O'Brien Awards. Mr. Calhoun is a former O'Brien Award winner himself. And the big news is the fact that Southwind Farms has bought a share of this incredible two-year-old. Steve, welcome to Trot Radio. Tell us how the deal came together for Southwind it is to acquire a share of sports writer.
Sure. Well, after the sports writers race in the Breeders' Crown, I got a lot of interest from both farms in the Northern Hemisphere as well as in the Southern Hemisphere, both breeding farms and from agents who were looking to acquire and make a deal for a portion of sports writer. But the Southwind Farms relationship and offer was stood out from the rest substantially. Mr. Skolnick, who owns Southwind Farms, approached me shortly after the Breeders' Crown race and expressed strong interest strategically and went to a great length to explain to me how he would fit into Southwind Farm's strategy on a long-term basis, why Southwind would be a great partner and a great home for sportswriter eventually. And it really approached it in a very professional way. When it came to the actual offer itself, I was thrilled with the way that Southwind put it forward. They really put it forward in a way in which created a win-win situation for both of us, and I really appreciate that. And in my business world, in my day job, I've never experienced contracts or agreements that work well that don't include provisions for both parties to be successful. And so the proposal that was put in front of us by Southwinds was that kind of proposal.
Now, I understand, I've been told, that sports writers back in Casey's Barn already. Is that true?
That is absolutely true, yeah. We've brought him back for a couple of weeks. He's just jogging very lately, hasn't gone any training miles yet, but he looks fantastic. He's grown. He's certainly taller. He's filled out a little more, although he was always a robust colt. He really is stunning to look at. And Southwind, of course, had him vetted out, and they were all mightily impressed with him. And so physically, he's an impressive specimen, to say the least. Everybody was thrilled with kind of that portion of the review process and how he's growing as a three-year-old.
That has been the thing that Casey has pointed out, is that for a two-year-old, the horse doesn't even know he's a two-year-old.
No, that's absolutely true. In fact, even when the veto process, there were, and I'm not exactly sure the mechanics of how it all worked, but there was one part where they actually x-ray stifles and so forth, which I guess is kind of sensitive for the horse. And the vet thought that all kinds of things should be done in order for that and process to happen, and Casey said no, just go ahead and do it, he'll never move a muscle, which he never did. He's absolutely a perfect attitude towards things, and everything that we ask him to do, you can do anything with the horse. He's amazing that way.
Let's take a look back at what has been a fantastic year for sports writer. Only one loss on just seven starts, I believe, and that was that heartbreaker in the Breeders' Crown. Out of all the victories, the six victories, which one is the sweetest for you?
Of course, the Metro was a huge win for us. But I will tell you, Norm, the Breeders' Crown race, even though he lost the decision to All Speed Hanover, I think is the race that we are most proud of him. He was under pressure for the whole mile, had to face a strong headwind coming down the stretch. And doesn't take anything away from All Speed Hanover, who put in a huge mile. I mean, anybody who watches that replay.
Yeah, we went three wide to try and catch up.
Absolutely. On that Woodbine turn, which is unbelievably hard to do. And if you watch it closely, when they come off the turn and into the flat where horses always lose ground, All Speed Hanover kept moving forward. That's very hard to do. So, both colts put in a fantastic mile. And I think that was our proudest moment of sports writer, actually, was the Breeders' Crown.
Sports writer, can he answer the bell? All Speed Hanover, can he burst his bubble? All Speed Hanover takes it to sports writer. Sports writer's been looked in the eye. Outside, All Speed Hanover pokes ahead in front. Sports writer's gonna fight him right to the finish. Sports writer comes back. All Speed Hanover on the inside. All Speed Hanover, sports writer at the rail, still with plenty of fight. It's All Speed Hanover to win the Breeders' Crown by a nose in 152. Sports writer was second.
Well, it's not like he got beat by a stiff.
Oh, no. They're both great colts, and it was a great battle down the stretch. It was a terrific race.
Now, what is sports writer's stakes schedule shaping up like for 2010?
Luckily, and most of this is mostly thanks to Casey, we kept him eligible as a two-year-old to all the major three-year-old races that require sustaining payments, and that was not something normally I do. In fact, that never happens. I only did that because Casey was insistent, even when he was going in 3 minutes as a two-year-old, that he was an extraordinary colt. And so we have sustained him to, in effect, everything. But his schedule certainly includes the Little Brown Jug, which is something that Casey has her heart set on. So that certainly will be part of our schedule. Of course, the North American Cup for us, being Canadian, is a huge deal. And the Meadowlands Pace, of course, is a big deal for us as well.
Well, it looks like the future is rosy for both those individuals, especially Sports Writer, who is the nominee, as we said, for two-year-old Colt Pacer of the Year at this year's O'Brien Awards. I understand you're going to be up there for that.
Oh gosh, I would never miss it. I'm actually in Houston on business for kind of 3 weeks straight, but I'm coming home on the Friday and flying back on the Sunday. But I will definitely be there on the Saturday for the O'Brien Awards. It's one of the big highlights of the year. For me, and certainly for Casey and everybody associated with Sports Writer. And I'm also hopeful that Casey has a shot at winning Trainer of the Year. So, you know, I think she's kind of got a 50-50 shot. That's what I told her. And so I hope that works out for Casey as well.
Not to get too political, but I think it's ironic that two of the nominees, Tracy, Brainard, and Casey, are two individuals that had to go through a lot of, well, let's call it baloney, just to prove themselves. And here they are. So, you know, poetic justice.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, if I could just, you know, add a comment about Casey's involvement with Sports Writer. When you think about Sports Writer, honestly, he's Casey Coleman from the tip of his tail to the top of his nose. She has put everything into that colt. She found him. She bird-dogged him at the sale, stayed till late at night to get him. She spent $50,000 of her own money to get him just based on her faith. She insisted I made sustaining payments that we would never normally make, even when he was going in 3 minutes. You know, she trained him, she got him to the races, and she managed his career. Sports Writer is truly Casey Coleman from his tail to his nose, and it's all of the credit that really that Sports Writer and success that Sports Writer has had is directly attributable to Casey Coleman.
We're going to look forward to Sports Writer's three-year-old year, to be sure. Steve Calhoun, thanks so much for doing this.
Sure, I appreciate it. Thanks.
All the best, and best of luck at the O'Briens.
Thank you, sir.